Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, DZ, you want to go light or heavy today? You always want to go light and fun, don't you?
So let's go heavy today.
You want to go heavy?
Yeah, why not?
Oh my gosh. Okay, what scared you as a child?
What scared me as a child?
I mean, it could still scare you today. I know exactly what it was.
Yeah, well, honestly, my cousins terrorized me. Mm-hmm. Now, they traumatized me to a certain degree. I'm not gonna lie. When I was younger, they made me scared of, like, spiritual things, ghosts, mm-hmm. goblins, ghouls, like any other kid.
Yeah, that's
but
normal.
They went OC with it. They really did. Why? And I think they scarred me because at one particular time, we had gone to visit them when they were living in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. We had just gotten done driving there, road trip from when we lived in Illinois.
Yeah.
Long road trip at that. I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I went to the bathroom in my aunt and uncle's mm-hmm. bedroom. They let me go. Woo, ran right to it, boy. Yeah. I had to go. I didn't know that my cousin's bedroom and their bathroom connected upstairs through the vent. So they're sitting there going through, screaming on the vents. One of them cut the lights off to the mm-hmm. bathroom while I'm on the toilet. Mind you, I'm like, I don't know, 6 years old.
I was like, how old are you at this point?
Five or six,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They cut off the power. I'm sitting there, pants around my ankles going, huh, And then the other one through the vent, I'm the devil.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get your soul. And I was like, I ended up trying to clean up as best as I could, hiding in the toilet till my parents came and got me. Yeah, man, it was bad.
Your cousins were getting you.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in the dark. Hudson yesterday was talking about how he's afraid of the dark. We were at the eye doctor, and the eye doctor goes, what are you afraid of? He goes, you afraid of the dark, or are you afraid of what you think exists in the dark? And I thought that was a good question.
Valid.
And I was like, thank you, doc. That's a really good question.
It's more what you think exists.
Exactly.
Or no exists.
The other thing I was afraid of when I was a kid, any like basement, like the run up the stairs.
Guaranteed.
Always. Like as fast as I could.
You said as a kid. I did that this morning.
Oh, you still do that in your basement?
I grabbed my shoes and skedaddled myself upstairs.
Anytime we're in the basement, I let the kids go first because I already know they're afraid. I see them run up really quick. They're like, let me go first, Mom.
You just hear, dum, 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 dum.
My sisters did a thing to me called the hog monster, and it still scares me.
The hog monster?
Yeah, they used to get on their hands and knees and chase me around and like snort and be like, the hog monster's coming for you. And for some reason, it scared me. And I just freaked out and cried and screamed. And they think it's funny to this day.
How do you feel about hogs now?
I don't care. Okay. I love bacon. Wait, pigs or motorcycles? Which one?
Either one. Are you scared of either?
I'm scared of motorcycles. Sure.
Well, I'm going to blame your sisters.
There you go. I am. 414-533-1037. I want to know, what were you afraid of when you were a kid? And maybe you're still afraid of it to this day. DZ was afraid of his cousins.
Yeah, which they made themselves the cuckooey for me.
Hudson's afraid of the dark, and lots of people in the basement. Oh, somebody said they're afraid of drowning. And oh, that's the thing. I'm always afraid of what's in the ocean. Even
that's
though
valid.
I love it, I'm always scared, like, what's under my feet. Same thing in lakes.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, freaked me out. Still does to this day.
To this day, y'all not wrong.
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, the question of the day is, what were you scared of as a child? So we're going to start with Lisa this morning in West Dallas and see what she has to say. Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey,
hi,
Lisa. Good morning, good morning.
Our PI's on the phone, finally.
She's been on a top secret case, you
she
know.
She must have been.
I was working where there was like no service in the middle of nowhere for like a week.
Annoying.
Remote. It was a remote investigation.
Well, what were you scared of as a kid?
Chucky.
Wait. The one from the movies or the one from the Rugrats?
Oh, Lord. The one from the movies.
Gotcha.
Unrealistic fear of a doll. I cannot believe how scared I was of it. Now I laugh at it. I'm like, why was I so scared?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, he still scares me. I don't know about you.
A little creepy still. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't like him.
But I think it's funny that she looks at him and laughs now. Way to get over your fear, Lisa. That a girl.
Yeah, that makes one of us. Now I have realistic fears, like things falling off a truck while I'm driving.
Oh, final destination fears.
Oh, realistic.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Odds happening, zero in a billion, but odds happening, man.
But the fact that I'm in the car next to it just makes it just that much more real, I swear.
Lisa, thanks for calling today.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Somebody said flushing the toilet in the middle of the night, that scares you?
Why?
I don't know. I need more on that. I need you to text in a little more.
Right. Is that a thing? You can't just drop that in the chat and move on. Like, yeah. Well, you got to explain yourself. Like,
why? Lisa, we just talked to Lisa. Amanda's calling in Port Washington this morning.
Oh, shout out to Port.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Morning.
Good morning.
So what were you afraid of as a child?
Afraid of as a child and still to this day, I am terrified of bats.
Did you have an experience that made you terrified or just like an innate fear? What's up?
Multiple experiences. They used to get into my parents' house.
No, thank you.
So, uh-huh.
Happened to me once. We had a bat when we lived on the east side, and I was not married yet, probably engaged, and I woke up in the middle of the night to something circling, and I started screaming, and it was a bat.
It was a bat?
That had gotten in somehow through like a vent.
No, thank you.
And my ex-husband got like a plastic bin and trapped it up against the wall, all while I'm screaming, by the way.
Yeah,
this
natural.
Is all happening in a condo on the east side at like 2 a.m.
Waking
by the way.
Everybody up.
I'm like, and then like, let's set it free. And I was traumatized for life.
How did he trap it after catching it
on
the wall?
Because he then had to slide
the lid
over it while the bat was trapped inside of it.
I was going to say, that's the next move. Like, you got it trapped against the wall. Now what?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we used to use a fishing net to try and catch him and like let him out. So
I mean, I'm glad I'm divorced, but that was one of the times he saved my life.
I would have been using a moving box to pack my things and go. No.
I would be like, give me the bin. I'm leaving.
Yeah, for real though. Forget all that.
The bat thing freaked me out. I'll never forget that experience.
Y'all dealt with bats like I had experience with rats. No, that's
rats too, but they're also people.
Different rats, dog.
All right, thanks for calling, Amanda.
Thanks. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
All right, next up we have Ebony calling this morning, who got her own theme song. Look out.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day.
What's going on?
Ebony, what were you afraid of as a child? That's the question of the day. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
So, I was afraid of mushrooms.
What do you mean, mushrooms?
Okay, not psychedelic mushrooms.
Okay. And how old?
Okay, I was in fourth grade, and I used to go to Holly Environmental Elementary over there on Holly Road.
Yeah, cool.
And we had a environmental class, so we went to a mushroom like farm place when I was in fourth grade.
It was really a guy growing psychedelics in his backyard, but nobody knew.
It was in the back, though.
I think it was Growing Power over there on like the north side. Anyway,
and
we watch a video about how mushrooms are mushrooms and like how they're spores and they grow in the dark and all this. And ever since then, I was like definitely scared of eating them, having them. I would scream when they were in the refrigerator. My mom used to think it was like the funniest thing. So I was terrified.
Every time you saw a mushroom after that, you freaked out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She learned too much.
Oh my God.
So when you're like at a steakhouse and they're like, do you want a side of mushrooms? You start screaming.
Yeah. Runs out. No!
No! No, that's really funny.
Ebony, is it the holes? Is it like, what is it that really triggers that fear for you?
It was the process, DZ. It's the process. I want to watch the video.
It's the fungus and the nasty and all that. Yeah, it's the icky ick. But I get that.
She saw the time-lapse video and went, ew.
She went, that's nasty. You need to do the happy mushrooms like, you know, Mario Brothers.
And then I grew up and then I figured out that there were happy mushrooms and I was like, okay, I think you used it.
She said, I took a trip to Colorado and it changed my life. Ebony, get out of here.
Bye,
we'll talk to you later, fam.
Thanks for calling.
Please, lay back. Get off my line. I got her.
You did. You did. Somebody said, still to this day, mirrors in the dark creeping me out. I can't look at them.
Dude.
Somebody said, I grew up in Kenosha and was convinced there was a shark in the deep end of the Bradford High School swimming pool. Same with the deep end. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, the mirror thing is valid. I do kind of, I never catch myself doing it anymore, but when I was a kid, I wouldn't, and it was because, you know, the Bloody Mary thing and everything else. I wouldn't look at a mirror in the dark.
Somebody said, lawnmower, just like Final Destination. I can't be near one ever since watching that. Well, hope you never own a house.
That's why I don't watch Final Destinations. They're too real of realities, and they're too not real of realities at the same time.
Sarah in West Bend said she was terrified of Courage the Cowardly Dog on Cartoon Network, and it still scares her today.
That was the scariest cartoon of all time. No lie.
The question of the day, what scared you as a child? Last but not least, I don't know where she's been, but Amanda's back in Racine.
Who?
Exactly.
Let me dust this theme song off.
It's been like 4 days.
Right.
I thought you were dead. You're alive?
Never was!
Oh, thank God.
I'm here, baby.
She said, baby.
She always adds a little bass to her voice. Morning, Amanda.
I thought you quit us.
Morning.
And then I quit you, and now you're back, so we're back together. Let's
I thought
go.
She had her baby. I ain't gonna lie. I was trying.
DZ did think you might have had the baby at one point.
Like, mm-hmm.
Not yet, but everybody's saying, you about to pop, lady.
Dang.
Everybody keeps saying that. I'm like, yeah, I know.
All right.
Are you scared to give birth? What were you scared of as a child?
Well, I'm not gonna lie, kind of. But actually, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with that abominable snowman, that guy scared the hell out of me.
That was it for you.
That was the trigger.
That and Ghostbusters with the Marshmallow Man.
Ghostbusters, actually, the Marshmallow Man scared you?
Yeah,
it was a little weird big. That's fair.
I just thought I should always roast him in a fire. That's all I thought.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's
no
how
offense.
You get rid of him.
It's kind of ironic now. I feel like I look like that now.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, today DZ is taking the floor. And this is a problem a lot of people have had, so I will try not to giggle. It's not funny, it's a danger problem.
It's a funny, dangerous problem because it's not really funny at all. But when you understand, you understand. When you've been there, you've been there.
It's the vision in my mind. Go on, tell everyone.
If you know, you know. So my wife, yesterday morning, was dropping off our sons at daycare.
Yeah.
If you know, we go to an in-home daycare. Shout out to our lady, Juana. She's the best.
Mm-hmm.
She was taking the boys in, takes out Danny, takes out Sammy,
mm-hmm.
and before my wife can even move, Sammy takes off running. Speedy Gonzalez hits the quarter mile.
When I saw for the first time Sammy running the other night at Hibachi, I lost it because that kid is like a track star.
You think he's slow? He's not.
He's tiny, and it's like seeing his... He looks like a cartoon character. He runs so fast.
His legs pump.
How quick he's going.
Right.
Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, watching you chase him, I was like... He's only two, and he's a track star.
DZ got to take three actual strides to catch up to his son now.
I've never seen a kid run like that in my life. It was wild.
If he starts running and I don't immediately grab his hood or something,
you're done.
I gotta go. I gotta hit it. I gotta hit a couple steps.
You're sweating by the time you get back. Yeah.
Maybe not all that. Okay.
Well,
but I would be. I might be out of breath.
Same thing.
Facts. But no, yesterday morning, excuse me. She's dropping him off before she can even realize what's happening. Sammy takes off running, right? Mind you, we're on the street.
Yeah.
This is a residential neighborhood. She's got both boys, the baby in the carrier and our 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
She's by herself.
I've lived this life. I can relate.
She's going, oh my God. She sets down Danny at the steps of at the steps of our daycare lady and goes, Sammy, no! And says she starts sprinting. Mind you, by now, this little boy is the entire block down.
Oh, God.
Our daycare lady, Juana, lives on one end, two houses down from the end of the street. He was two houses down, three houses down from the other end of the street.
Oh, God.
He had hit it. Gone.
He was running.
My wife had to ditch the baby, chase Sammy, and then text me, quite mad, quite out of breath, quite flustered, and goes, this little mother lover just hit the mile on me, and I don't know what to do. She was very upset. Dude, I was about to say another word.
It's traumatizing when your kid runs sometimes and you can't catch him, especially near a busy street. It used to happen in parking lots, and I would scream hysterically because I was always alone with two kids, and I would never have anyone. Like, I would be hysterical. I would set the carrier down, and I would just run.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, he's going to be fine in the carrier. I got to run.
I'd be so scared.
I'd be like, Aaron, it was scary as hell.
Yeah, yeah. And she was. She was scared,
it's
genuinely.
It's so scary.
Right. So I texted her immediately. I was like, I bet we're about to buy the baby leash.
Yeah.
And I'm somebody that's been against the baby leashes, am still against the baby leashes, will always be against the baby leashes.
No.
But until this little boy learns how to not run like that,
I will say it 1,000 times. Never say never. I, too, laughed at the baby leashes and went, you psychos. And then I had children. And even though I never used a baby leash, I now understand why people use them. And I do not judge. Because for years, I said, never. Those people don't know how to parent. And then I became a parent. I went, okay.
Boy.
Now I get the leash. Now you want your kid alive, or you want people to judge you for the leash?
Right.
If you got a runner like that, I have no judgment on whatever you have to do, people. I'm telling you.
It's either I get the leash, I start tripping him as he runs, or he's always going to have to wear hooded shirts or sweatshirts so that we got something to grab onto, like a leash.
If you can even grab him in time.
Dog, man.
I'm not saying to get the leash. I'm just saying I don't know what to do with a runner at this point.
He runs on me too, right? I'm not saying this is exclusive.
Yeah, no.
Thankfully, he's never made it the distance he made it on my wife. For this little boy to run an entire neighborhood block, that's way too much for 2.5, almost 3-year-old.
That's
no, thank
a lot.
You. Right. I don't know what to do. If he does this to me, I might freak out. Really, though. Like, I might really, like, and I don't want to scream at my child. That is always my goal. But I might really.
Everybody screams at their child. Every parent, I don't want to, but we have our moments.
I don't want to get the leash. I really don't. That is my last
option.
You
don't want to freak out. Yeah.
I'd rather have any other suggestion, but we just don't know what to do.
Okay, so the question is, should DZ get a leash?
Basically.
For his child? No. What should DZ do about the runner he's got right now? The running. Because Sammy's on the go.
He really is. He doesn't like to stand still. He doesn't like to walk. He's no longer wanting to be carried. He likes to walk on his own. He doesn't even want to hold your hand.
No,
he's independent.
He's Mr. Independent.
Mr. Strong and Independent out here.
I don't know where he gets it.
He's a runner. He's a track star.
His parents are strong and independent.
No, we're both very dependent people. We don't know where he gets this from.
Yeah, right. Dude, this is wild. 414-533-1037. Now, you can text or you can call that number and give DZ some advice today, because he's got a runner, and when you looked at me yesterday and said, I've never considered a leash in my life. I can't believe it. I'm like, every parent should understand why those things exist now if you've had a kid that ran.
I would hate myself if I did, but I don't know what option we got.
I didn't use one, but I understand why people do. So no judgment. But we're looking for other suggestions.
Please, please.
What should DZ do minus a leash?
Thank you. Please.
The leash is like the literal last resort.
It's in the car, but I ain't ordered it yet.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem today is that DZ and Aaron have a runner.
Really, though, we got a track star on our hands at 2.5, 2.75 years old.
I saw him run the other night at dinner, and I was like, whoa, he is quick.
He's fast.
So I feel for you guys. And as a parent, I always judged the leash people until I had kids and I went, I get it now.
We call him Samurai. We might need to call him Sprinter because he's fast.
Become a parent, you'll stop judging the other parents. You're like, whoop, never mind. I don't know what I'm doing.
Now I know why people get leashes, but I'd love to avoid it. We want to know what to do. He ran on my wife coming out of daycare. He hit a whole block. Mm-hmm. A 2-year-old hit a whole block, ran the length of a block. That is dangerous, man. He doesn't know the difference between the road and the sidewalk. Thankfully, he stayed on the sidewalk this
time. Thank goodness.
Man, thankfully, somebody was watching our baby, because my wife had to ditch him run after the Sammy.
Honest to God, I used to set Hudson down on the carrier and run for Owen, and I'd be like, Hudson's in a carrier, he's safe.
He's safe, right.
Fine.
He can't move realistically.
He's not moving. That was where I'd go in my mind. Tony's in Racine this morning. I find this ironic that Tony called in for this one. Tony, you don't even have kids. What the hell do you want? Okay, DZ.
In reality, I am the kid, so I kind of know.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, he's the runner.
He works with kids.
True.
Mm-hmm. I am a runner.
What do you think DZ should do? Because he's thinking about getting a leash. It's the last resort. We're kidding.
I agree, last resort, if you can't think of anything, but... You should either, one, take him out last, or two...
Leave him strapped in.
Take him out. Mm-hmm. We'll take him out and put him in the driver's seat and let him have fun pretending like he's driving and, you know, doing the buttons and stuff while you're getting the other kid situated, so now he's occupied.
Oh, yeah, Tony definitely don't got kids, because he don't know that's going to be the next fight to get him out the car, because now he wants to drive. No!
That's the worst thing, and then all your settings are going to be off, because he played with buttons, and trust me...
He was going somewhere.
To me, but you're going to turn the car that's better on. Than him running off.
Yeah, the goal is keep the child alive. Right?
Yes, main
that
goal.
Is the goal.
Main mission here.
So, obviously, but you're right, Tony isn't a parent because he thinks the kid, we could just throw him in the car and let him play with everything and let him pretend like he's driving.
Yeah, you fix a problem with a problem. It's you know, it's basic, you know, just like females, you know, when they get mad at you give them something and now they want more.
Basic math. Basic
math. And this is the other thing. Somebody said, I always picked up my toddler first before the baby carried them in. And then went back. Which, why are you afraid to leave one of the kids in the car when you're like in a driveway?
I just think it's easy for me. I don't mind carrying them both, right? Yeah. But for me, I think it's easier for my wife to get them both, or she thought it was easier to just get them out in one fell swoop, right?
Hell no,
that might not be the case.
You guys start doing one at a time, leave the baby in the car for 30 seconds while you take one in.
That could be the move. Yeah. Tony might have been onto something.
That's annoying.
There.
Well, for once,
just once. Tony, get out of here before you ruin it.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, whatever.
We'll talk to you later, fam.
Bye,
peace.
Tony.
All right, guys.
All right, Julian's in South Milwaukee. We're going to take Julian. Julian does have children, okay?
Okay.
I appreciate the fathers stepping up.
What's up, Pops?
Hey, Julian.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Do you have this problem?
Do not listen to Tony, okay? Because... If you leave the kid in the front seat, your next problem is he's going to hit the lock button, and you're going to be trying to get the car open.
I didn't even think about that one.
Wait for a locksmith and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, like he was saying, leave the baby strapped in until you take the youngest one in and then come back for
Julian.
Him. Or
DZ and I had a discussion off the air once, and I said, I love the baby carrier. He goes, I hate the baby carrier. I go, that's how we keep him pinned down for 8 months, man, when we have another one to deal with. Like, that's how we actually keep one alive.
If they're chilling, I just don't like them sleeping in it. That was more my main thing. It's not a safe sleep space for them long term, right?
Nah. When you're desperate, you want to do a leash or you want to sleep it in the baby carrier?
Boy,
which one?
No,
at the same time. Quote unquote, their leashes now they're not as ugly as they used to be, like with the harness. So they have like
the
backpacks that have
cute
a little feather.
Yeah, right. They got little animals.
Julian, it just sounds. It's the word. Feather. It's the word leash. Leash and harness that make it so dehumanizing that we have a problem with them.
Yeah.
But then you see DZ's child run at the speed of lightning and you go,
oh, that's why he wants a leash. Yeah. It feels like I'm putting a handcuff on him. It feels like I'm putting a handcuff and they make those too. But that again, same lines. Leash. I don't want it, man.
It feels icky.
And then it adds another device, man. Now, I'm liking the vibe we're going with, maybe splitting it up, maybe we get Juana, our daycare provider, to come out and help. You know, we get there early enough. Who knows?
Yeah, because I'll be there
really?
Soon.
I don't know. I feel like you're afraid to, like, leave one in the car while you go in. I'm like, dude, This is like the old age-old debate of me. Do you leave the kid in the car, yeah, in the baby carrier when you go in the gas station and lock it? Do you bring the kid in? Like, yeah, we could have a whole nother discussion.
Oh, yeah,
about
that's a whole
nother
discussion for sure.
Oh, man.
I personally would rather, yeah, not.
Way.
Yeah. Somebody said, I have two kids around the same age as DZ's. Always give the older one a task while walking anywhere. Like, what? Like, what? What's
man,
the task?
Nothing. No, he's not going to pay attention to it long enough. He's ADD. He's going to go, okay, and then drop it 2 seconds yeah, later and pew, run off.
Yeah, because they said have him carry something. Like, yeah. And, but you're right.
Oh, trust.
He would just drop it and run.
He's usually carrying something anyway. It don't matter.
All right, Julian. Thanks for calling.
Good looks, man. Appreciate
it. Happy belated birthday also. I tried to call in.
Oh, thank you. Out. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks,
that's
Julian.
Up, man.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll holler at you later. Peace, dog. All right.
Somebody said Modern Family did a whole episode on this with Lily and Disney World. It was hilarious. They probably did about because once you because this is funny, even though you become a parent, you're like, I'll never. Okay, maybe I will.
It's a tale as old as time, and then you go, whoa, when it happens to you.
You're like, oh, no kidding. Lori, last but not least, is in Cedarburg.
I could have my Gucci on.
Lori.
Morning.
Hi.
Morning.
You and Tony, neither of you have children, but both of you have called in today, so I'm dying to hear your advice on this. DZ does not want to... the leash is the last resort. What do you think he should do? He's got a runner.
So I've had younger cousins, and I deal a lot with kids, with the stuff I do.
Yeah,
but
sure.
From what I've seen, what works is have Sammy have a spot that he's got to either stand or put a hand or something on the car when you get out until you get the other one out. And then it's going to take some time, but then he understands that, hey, I got to stay here.
Oh, okay.
And then eventually work when the other one gets older, because then if Sammy knows to stay, the other one might start being track star and run on you too.
That's what we just sick Sammy on him at that
That's
age.
That's actually true. Then Sammy has a job, which is chase the other one.
That's his task.
That's smart.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of liking where Lori's going though, man. Designated spot. It is going to take some time with that one though. It's not like, going to be immediate.
That's going to be just like give him a task.
Right. We need an immediate fix.
You know that.
Right. That's going to be a okay now. Yeah. We've done that where we're like, okay, Sammy, touch the rim. Okay. Or hey, touch the door. He doesn't listen.
Somebody
not well
said,
enough.
Come up with a fun system like giving Sammy a picture that he holds on to and has to match when he gets in daycare or the car. Move the location of the picture to make it a scavenger hunt.
Okay, y'all are getting...
You know what it's like trying to get two kids into daycare? Hold on, Lori. Two kids into daycare at 7 a.m.? Every parent is screaming right now. Yeah, add another task to that right now. I can't even barely get to work.
They said, boy, I'm struggling to put clothes on him. Now you want me to do a scavenger hunt for him in the morning?
Please,
thank you.
No.
Go.
Okay, 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, we're going a little early today for Am I the Jerk? It is Am I the Jerk for not talking to my girlfriend so I can sleep?
What?
Yeah, we got somebody wrote in today.
What, not talking to my girlfriend so I can sleep?
He's sick of talking to his girlfriend. He wants to sleep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all breaking up?
No. He just wants her to stop calling. Now, listen to this. This is what he said. He said, hello, Allie and DZ. I'm a longtime listener of 103.7 Kiss FM. I've been to Milwaukee many times. I listen from Indianapolis.
Oh, nice.
On the Odyssey app. But seriously, I'm not a Pacers fan. Go Bucks.
Okay, good. Clarification. Thank you.
He said, I love the city and I have friends that live nearby Milwaukee. Anyways, recently my girlfriend, via Tinder for a while, who has been in Singapore for a business trip, has been upset with me because I've been sleeping because there's a 12-hour difference between here in Indy and Singapore. I told her I cannot stay up all night just talking to her, just because we're in a serious and committed relationship.
Okay.
I told her that the long distance relationship is more difficult because of the time zone difference. I have to work the next day, and she has been telling me that I've been sleeping earlier and thinks that I have something behind my back. Even though I told her I'm not talking to any single girls or cheating on her. She just wants to do activities while she's there, but I'm sleeping.
I'm following. Okay.
I have to sleep around 10 to 10:30 and wake up around 5. So am I the jerk for sleeping the day before work while my girlfriend's in Singapore for business and she thinks I'm avoiding her? So they're on totally different time zones,
mm-hmm.
The opposites.
Right.
And because he doesn't want to stay up and talk to her, she now thinks he's either cheating, avoiding her, pulling away.
There's a problem.
It's a problem.
She thinks she might be overthinking that nothing's going on, mm-hmm. or something's going on when nothing's going on. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that nothing's going on. Mm-hmm. He's just trying to sleep.
He wants to sleep. But you know how that is when you're used to talking to your mate. You're like, oh, you don't like me anymore.
Why don't you love me?
She's not getting the reassurance she needs.
Mm-hmm.
So
how can he give her the reassurance and
it's not our problem.
Still sleep?
It's how not our problem.
Oh, that's his problem.
No, that's his problem. The question is he the jerk for not talking to her so he can sleep instead of his priority is sleep over girlfriend.
Yeah.
Most
okay,
of us
I get
can
what you're
get
saying.
That.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now she's upset about it, so he's not meeting her needs.
Okay. See, but it's temporary. Mm-hmm. She's on business.
Yeah.
It's not like she's moved long term. Y'all are long distance, right? So realistically, she shouldn't be overreacting like she is. Mm-hmm. But depending on how confident she is in their relationship, depending on how long their relationship has been, this could all play into it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a jerk, though. Mm-hmm. I really don't, man. He's prioritizing himself.
He needs sleep.
If you don't sleep enough, everything in your life is going to start to crumble, go into shambles, and mm-hmm. you're going to be screwed.
Yes, but your relationship might be gone.
I mean, if this is what crumbles it, if she's overthinking it, this is something else is going to crumble it down the
road
anyway.
Long distance is tough, you know, especially if you can't communicate. You mm-hmm. can't communicate when you're in the same town. Mm-hmm. Imagine now being in a different country.
I almost feel like she's the jerk for expecting him to be awake.
When he wants to be sleeping?
She knows the home time zone. She's the one that chose to take the job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can be up every now and again to talk, yes, I do expect that. There's sacrifice, but not every night.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me. I'm sorry. Nah.
No, you say he's not the jerk.
Nah, he's not the jerk.
Okay. I'm dying to hear what people think. 414-533-1037. Charlie wrote in and he wants to know if he's the jerk for wanting to sleep instead of talk to his girlfriend all night because she's on a business trip in Singapore. Somebody texted in and said, why can't she stay up all night for him?
Ooh, reverse.
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Uno reverse.
That's a really good question. I have no idea. It could go both ways, or maybe he just doesn't want to talk on the phone. And it's working out where he's going, I don't want to stay up all night on the phone. You know, in the beginning of a relationship, that's what you do.
Yeah, in the same time zone.
Actually, in the beginning of a relationship, when you like each other, true. You talk on the phone all the time.
Never mind it.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like, okay, I got to get some sleep.
This is enough, girl. Mm-hmm. How much longer are you going to be gone? We could talk on the phone when you get back.
Exactly. All right. Well, 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Charlie wrote into the show. He wants to know if he's the jerk because he doesn't want to talk to his girlfriend on the phone all night because she's in Singapore on a business trip. Now she's starting to think he's avoiding her and cheating on her because he doesn't want to be on the phone all night.
This all sounds so weird.
Amber in Hartford said, I am fired up and I must go on the air for this today.
Oh, triggy, triggy, huh?
Just good morning, Amber.
Yes. Good morning.
All right, talk to us. What you think?
Yeah, why are you so worked up? What do you think?
Well, first of all, he is not the jerk just because why isn't she staying awake?
The other
way. You know, or switching off.
Because during the day here, he has a life.
Right. Or what is she doing while he's sleeping? Why can't she call him? Why can't she stay awake?
Uh-huh.
So that's number one. Obviously. Number two, as a person who works here in Wisconsin, but my company's in Jersey and I have customers on the West Coast, and my mothership company is in China, which is a 13-hour difference.
Mm-hmm.
I do not expect my husband, who's a truck driver, waking up at weird hours to adjust to my schedule when I'm adjusting
right.
to the time differences.
Mm-hmm.
So her, as her job, and traveling, clearly, because she's in Singapore.
Yeah.
She should be well aware of the dynamics of time zones and how everybody has to operate and the ebb and flow of how time zones change.
Yes.
Period.
And she's lonely. So, she needs to go live her life.
They're right.
Yeah.
Like, you're either lonely or also you have a guilty conscience, because what do they say? Cheaters only suspect the other one of cheating if they're doing it themselves. So,
Ooh, who are you singing with it. In Singapore?
Oh.
Right. Like, what are you, like, yeah, why
she doesn't
are you
have time
so...
to cheat. She's on the phone all day.
with him?
All right, Amber, you made some really good points about just because one person's schedule changes in a partnership does not mean everybody's schedule changes. Yeah. Your job is your job.
It's
you're
her job.
Be where you're going to be.
Exactly.
And your partner's going to have to work around that because you're not going to change everything unless you have that ability to work. If you know, yeah.
And you can't expect that of your partner.
If you guys aren't having that conversation to be like, hey, babe, Saturday night, you stay up, or Sunday morning, I'll stay up. I'll be tired at work today. If you're not having those conversations, then it's the relationship's done anyway. So.
That's true. There does have to be a mutual attraction and a desire to do that, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Okay, Amber.
All right.
Thanks, Amber. Good points.
Yep.
We'll talk
have
to you.
Bye. Hey, bye.
All right, let's go to Shannon in West Dallas because Shannon says she actually feels like she has a little bit of, you know, an example of something going on in her life as well.
Really? No.
She has some input. Yeah. Shannon, good morning.
So my niece is actually in Japan right now as we speak.
Okay.
Studying abroad, and they're 14 hours ahead of us. So it's 9:40 at Wednesday night there. And what my mom and my sister do, they alternate with her. You know, we'll call you in the morning, you call us, you know, vice versa. This way, neither one of them are having to stay up late or... You know, so why can't they do that? It's not just on him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hearing what you're saying.
Yeah.
She's doing a lot of expectation of, no, you call me.
Well, and Shannon's right. Like, if it's almost 10 o'clock there, it's a perfect time. Have you talk in the morning while they're going to bed. And then you have to go to work. But then you got to go to work.
Right. Well, and it's math. It's work before you go to work. But when you want to, when that's your person, that's not going to be a problem. But you also figure out a plan so it's not that hard for both of y'all, not just one-sided.
Yep, and with it being 12 hours, one of them can wake up a half hour early to talk, and you know, that night, the other one stay up a half hour later to talk.
Yeah, good morning and good night. That's
not enough, though.
Exactly.
She wants the whole night, Shannon.
Oh my goodness,
she wants night of talking. Like
she's
in the beginning.
The jerk. She's the jerk, and Charlie can tell her she's the jerk.
Bet Shannon, say less.
All right, thanks, Shannon. Have a good day.
You too.
Peace.
All right, Jessica, last but not least, calling from Plymouth this morning. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Charlie wants to know if he's the jerk.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem today is that DZ and Aaron have a runner.
Really, though, we got a track star on our hands at 2.5, 2¾ years old.
I saw him run the other night at dinner, and I was like, whoa, he is quick.
He's fast.
So I feel for you guys, and as a parent, I always judge the leash people until I had kids, and I went, I get it now.
We call him Samurai. We might need to call him Sprinter, because he's fast.
Become a parent, you'll stop judging the other parents. You're like, whoop, never mind. I don't know what I'm doing.
Now I know why people get leashes, but I'd love to avoid it. We want to know what to do. He ran on my wife coming out of daycare. He hit a whole block. Mm-hmm. A two-year-old hit a whole block, ran the length of a block. That is dangerous, man. He doesn't know the difference between the road and the sidewalk. Thankfully, he stayed on the sidewalk this
time. Thank goodness.
Man, thankfully, somebody was watching our baby, because my wife had to ditch him run after the Sammy.
Honest to God, I used to set Hudson down on the carrier and run for Owen, and I'd be like, Hudson's in a carrier, he's safe.
He's safe, right.
Fine.
He can't move realistically.
He's not moving. That was where I'd go in my mind. Tony's in Racine this morning. I find this ironic that Tony called in for this one. Tony, you don't even have kids. What the hell do you want? Okay, DZ.
In reality, I am the kid, so I kind of know.
Oh, that's true.
He's the runner.
He works with kids.
True.
I am a runner.
What do you think DZ should do? Because he's thinking about getting a leash. It's the last resort. We're kidding.
I agree, last resort, if you can't think of anything. But you should either, one, take him out last, or two,
leave him strapped in.
Take him out. Mm-hmm. We'll take him out and put him in the driver's seat and let him have fun pretending like he's driving and, you know, doing the buttons and stuff while you're getting the other kid situated, so now he's occupied.
Oh, yeah, Tony definitely don't got kids because he don't know that's going to be the next fight to get him out the car because now he wants to drive. No.
That's the worst thing. And then all your settings are going to be off because he played with buttons and trust
me. He was going somewhere.
You're going to turn the car on. That's better than him running off. Yeah,
true,
but well, yeah, the goal is keep the child alive. Right?
Yes, main goal.
The goal.
Main mission
so,
here.
So, obviously, but you're right, Tony isn't a parent because he thinks the kid, we can just throw him in the car and let him play with everything and let him pretend like he's driving.
Yeah, you fix a problem with a problem. It's you know, it's basic, you know, just like females, you know, when they get mad at you, you give them something and now they want more.
Basic math.
Somebody said, I always picked up my toddler first before the baby carried them in. And then went back, which, why, are you afraid to leave one of the kids in the car when you're, like, in a driveway?
I just think it's easy. For me, I don't mind carrying them both, right? Yeah. But for me, I think it's easier for my wife to get them both, or she thought it was easier to just get them out in one fell swoop, right?
Hell no.
That might not be the case.
You gotta start doing one at a time.
Yeah, man.
Leave the baby in the car for 30 seconds while you take one in.
That could be the move. Yeah. Tony might have been onto something
there.
It's
annoying. Well, for once.
For once. Just once. Tony, get out of here before you ruin it.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, whatever.
We'll talk to you later, fam.
Bye,
peace.
Tony.
Bye, guys. Yeah.
All right, Julian's in South Milwaukee. We're going to take Julian. Julian does have children, okay?
Okay.
I appreciate the fathers stepping up.
What's up, Pops?
Hey, Julian.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Do you have this problem?
Do not listen to Tony, okay? Because if you leave the kid in the front seat, your next problem is he's going to hit the lock button, and you're going to be trying to get the car open.
I didn't even think about that one.
For a locksmith and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, like he was saying, leave the baby strapped in until you take the youngest one in and then come back for
Julian.
Or
Deezy and I had a discussion off the air once, and I said, I love the baby carrier. He goes, I hate the baby carrier. I go, that's how we keep him pinned down for 8 months, man, when we have another one to deal with. Like, that's how we actually keep one alive.
If they're chilling. I just don't like them sleeping in it. That was more my main thing. It's not a safe sleep space for them long term, right?
Nah. When you're desperate, you want to do a leash or you want to sleep in the baby carrier?
Boy,
which one?
No,
at the same time, quote unquote, their leashes now, they're not as ugly as they used to be, like with the harness. So they have like backpacks that have
cute
a little feather.
Yeah, right. They got little animals.
Julian, it just sounds, it's the word. It's the word leash. Leash and harness that make it so dehumanizing that we have a problem with them.
Yeah.
But then you see DZ's child run at the speed of lightning and you go,
that's why somebody wants a leash. Yeah. It feels like I'm putting a handcuff on them.
It feels like I'm putting a handcuff,
and they make those too. But that, again, same lines. Leash. I don't want it, man.
Feels icky.
And then it adds another device, man. Now, I'm liking the vibe we're going with, maybe splitting it up, maybe we get Juana, our daycare provider, to come out and help. You know, we get there early enough. Who knows?
Yeah, because I'll be there
really?
Soon.
I don't know. I feel like you're afraid to, like, leave one in the car while you go in. I'm like, dude, this is like the old age-old debate of me. Do you leave the kid in the car in the baby carrier when you go in the gas station and lock it? Do you bring the kid in? Like, we could have a whole other discussion about
that. Oh, yeah, that's a whole
other
discussion for sure.
Oh, man.
I personally would rather, not.
Yeah. Somebody said, I have two kids around the same age as DZ's. Always give the older one a task while walking anywhere. Like, what? Like, what? What's
man.
The task?
Nothing. No, he's not going to pay attention to it long enough. He's ADD. He's going to go, okay, and then drop it 2 seconds later and run off.
Yeah, because they said have him carry something. But you're right.
Oh, trust.
He would just drop it and run.
He's usually carrying something anyway. It don't matter.
All right, Julian, thanks for calling.
Good looks, man. Appreciate it.
Happy belated birthday also. I tried to call in.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks,
that's
Julian.
Up, all right, we'll holler at you later. Peace, dog. All right.
Somebody said Modern Family did a whole episode on this with Lily and Disney World. It was hilarious. They probably did this is funny. Even though you become a parent, you're like, I'll never. Okay, maybe I will.
It's a tale as old as time. And then you go, whoa, when it happens to you.
You're like, oh, no kidding. Lori, last but not least, is in Cedarburg.
I could have my Gucci bones.
Lori.
Morning.
You and Tony, neither of you have children, but both of you have called in today, so I'm dying to hear your advice on this. DZ does not want to... The leash is the last resort. What do you think he should do? He's got a runner.
So I've had younger cousins, and I deal a lot with kids with stuff I do.
Yeah, sure.
From what I've seen, what works is have Sammy have a spot that he's got to either stand or put a hand or something on the car when you get out until you get the other one out. And then it's going to take some time, but then he understands that, hey, I got to stay here.
Okay.
And then eventually work when the other one gets older, because then if Sammy knows to stay, the other one might start being track star and run on you, too.
That's what we just sick Sammy on him at that
That's
age.
That's actually true. Then Sammy has a job, which is chase the other one.
That's his task.
That's smart.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of liking where Lori's going, though, man. Designated spot. It is going to take some time with that one, though. It's not going to be immediate.
That's going to be just like give him a task.
Right. We need an immediate fix.
You know that.
Right. That's going to be a okay now. Yeah. We've done that where we're like, okay, Sammy, touch the rim. Okay. Or, hey, touch the door. He doesn't listen.
Somebody
not well
said,
enough.
Come up with a fun system, like giving Sammy a picture that he holds on to and has to match when he gets in daycare or the car. Move the location of the picture to make it a scavenger hunt.
Okay, y'all are getting...
Trying to get two kids into daycare at... Hold on, Lori. Two kids into daycare at 7 a.m.? Every parent is screaming right now. Yeah, add another task to that right now. I can't even barely get to work.
They said, boy, I'm struggling to put clothes on him. Now you want me to do a scavenger hunt for him in the morning?
Please,
thank you.
No.
Go.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, we're going a little early today for Am I the Jerk? It is Am I the Jerk for not talking to my girlfriend so I can sleep.
What?
Yeah, we got somebody wrote in today.
What, not talking to my girlfriend so I can sleep?
He's sick of talking to his girlfriend. He wants to sleep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all breaking up?
No. He just wants her to stop calling. Now, listen to this. This is what he said. He said, hello, Allie and DZ. I'm a longtime listener of 103.7 KISS FM. I've been in, to Milwaukee many times. I listen from Indianapolis.
Oh, nice.
On the Odyssey app. But seriously, I'm not a Pacers fan. Go Bucks.
Okay, good. Clarification. Thank you.
He said, I love the city and I have friends that live nearby Milwaukee. Anyways, recently my girlfriend, via Tinder for a while, who has been in Singapore for a business trip, has been upset with me because I've been sleeping because there's a 12-hour difference between here in Indy and Singapore. I told her I cannot stay up all night just talking to her just because we're in a serious and committed relationship.
Okay.
I told her that the long distance relationship is more difficult because of the time zone difference. I have to work the next day and she has been telling me that I've been sleeping earlier and thinks that I have something behind my back. Even though I told her I'm not talking to any single girls or cheating on her. She just wants to do activities while she's there, but I'm sleeping.
I'm following. Okay.
I have to sleep around 10 to 10:30 and wake up around 5. So am I the jerk for sleeping the day before work while my girlfriend's in Singapore for business and she thinks I'm avoiding her? So they're on totally different time zones,
mm-hmm.
The opposites.
Right.
And because he doesn't want to stay up and talk to her, she now thinks he's either cheating, avoiding her, pulling away.
There's a problem.
It's a problem.
She thinks she might be overthinking that nothing's going on, mm-hmm. or something's going on when nothing's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that nothing's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to sleep.
He wants to sleep. But you know how that is when you're used to talking to your mate. You're like, oh, you don't like me anymore.
Why don't you love me?
She's not getting the reassurance she needs.
Mm-hmm.
So
how can he give her the reassurance and
it's not our problem.
Still sleep?
It's how not our problem.
Oh, that's his problem.
No, that's his problem. The question is he the jerk for not talking to her so he can sleep instead of? His priority is sleep over girlfriend.
Most of us can get that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now she's upset about it, so he's not meeting her needs.
Okay, see, but it's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
She's on business.
Yeah.
It's not like she's moved long term. Y'all are long distance, right? So realistically, she shouldn't be overreacting like she is.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on how confident she is in her relationship, depending on how long their relationship has been, this could all play into it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a jerk, though. Mm. I really don't, man. He's prioritizing himself.
He needs sleep.
If you don't sleep enough, everything in your life is going to start to crumble, go into shambles, and you're going to be screwed.
Yes, but your relationship might be gone.
I mean, if this is what crumbles it, if she's overthinking it, this is something else is going to crumble it down the
road
anyway.
Long distance is tough, you know, especially if you can't communicate. You mm-hmm. can't communicate when you're in the same town. Mm-hmm. Imagine now being in a different country.
I almost feel like she's the jerk for expecting him to be awake.
When he wants to be sleeping?
She knows the home time zone. She's the yeah. one that chose to take the job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can be up every now and again to talk, yes, I mm-hmm. do expect that. There's sacrifice, but not every night. Mm-hmm. Not for me. I'm sorry. Nah.
No, you say he's not the jerk.
Nah, he's not the jerk.
Okay. I'm dying to hear what people think. 414-533-1037. Charlie wrote in and he wants to know if he's the jerk for wanting to sleep instead of talk to his girlfriend all night because she's on a business trip in Singapore. Somebody texted in and said, why can't she stay up all night for him?
Ooh, reverse.
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Uno reverse.
That's a really good question. I have no idea. It could go both ways, or maybe he just doesn't want to talk on the phone. And it's working out where he's going, I don't want to stay up all night on the phone. You know, in the beginning of a relationship, that's what you do.
Yeah, in the same time zone.
Actually, in the beginning of a relationship when you like each other, true. You talk on the phone all the time.
Never mind it.
You know? Mm-hmm. And now he's like, okay, I got to get some sleep.
This is enough, girl. Mm-hmm. How much longer are you going to be gone? We could talk on the phone when you get back.
Exactly. All right. Well, 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Charlie wrote into the show. He wants to know if he's the jerk because he doesn't want to talk to his girlfriend on the phone all night because she's in Singapore on a business trip. Now she's starting to think he's avoiding her and cheating on her because he doesn't want to be on the phone all night.
This all sounds so weird.
Amber in Hartford said, I am fired up and I must go on the air for this today.
Oh, triggy, triggy, huh? Just
good morning, Amber.
Yes. Good morning.
All right, talk to us. What do you think?
Yeah, why are you so worked up? What do you think?
Well, first of all, he is not the jerk just because why isn't she staying awake?
The other
and,
way.
You know, or switching off.
Because during the day here, he has a life.
Wait, or what is she doing while he's sleeping? Why can't she call him? Why can't she stay awake?
Uh-huh.
So that's number one, obviously. Number two, as a person who works here in Wisconsin, but my company's in Jersey and I have customers on the West Coast. And my mothership company is in China, which is a 13-hour difference.
Mm-hmm.
I do not expect my husband, who's a truck driver, waking up at weird hours to adjust to my schedule when I'm adjusting right. to the time differences.
Mm.
So her, as her job, and traveling, clearly, because she's in Singapore,
yeah.
she should be well aware of the dynamics of time zones and how everybody has to operate. And the ebb and flow of how time zones change.
Yes.
Period.
And she's lonely. So, she needs to go live her life.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Like, you're either lonely or also you have a guilty conscience because what do they say? Cheaters only suspect the other one of cheating if they're doing it themselves. So,
ooh.
Just saying.
Who are you singing with in Singapore?
Oh.
Right. Like, what are you, like, yeah. Why
she doesn't
are you
have time
so...
to cheat. She's on the phone all day.
with him.
All right, Amber, you not made some really good points about just because one person's schedule changes in a partnership does not mean everybody's schedule changes.
Yeah.
Your job is your job.
It's
you're
her gonna job.
Be where you're gonna be.
Exactly.
And your partner's gonna have to work around that because you're not gonna change everything unless you have that ability to work if you know. Yeah.
And you right. can't expect that.
If you guys aren't having that conversation to be like, hey babe, Saturday night you stay up or Sunday morning I'll stay up. I'll be tired at work today. If you're not having those conversations, then it's the relationship's done anyway. So.
That's true. There does have to be a mutual attraction
yeah.
and mm-hmm. a desire to do that, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Amber.
All right.
Thanks, Amber. Good points.
Yep.
We'll talk
have
to you
later. Bye. Hey, bye.
All right, let's go to Shannon in West Dallas because Shannon says she actually feels like she has a little bit of, you know, an example of something going on in her life as well.
Really not.
She has some input. Yeah. Shannon, good morning.
So my niece is actually in Japan right now as we speak.
Okay.
Studying abroad. And they're 14 hours ahead of us. So it's 9:40 at Wednesday night there. And what my mom and my sister do, they alternate with her. You know, we'll call you in the morning. You call us, you know, vice versa. This way, neither one of them are having to stay up late or... You know, so why can't they do that? It's not just on him.
Yeah, I'm hearing what you're saying.
Yeah.
She's doing a lot of expectation of, no, you call me.
Well, and Shannon's right. Like, if it's almost 10 o'clock there, it's a perfect time. Have the, you talk in the morning while they're going to bed, and then but then you have to go to work. But then you got to go to work.
Right. Well, and it's math. It's work before you go to work. But when you want to, when that's your person, that's not going to be a problem. But you also figure out a plan so it's not that hard for both of y'all, not just one-sided.
Yep, and with it being 12 hours, one of them can wake up a half hour early to talk, and you know, the and then that night, the other one stay up a half hour later to talk.
Yeah, good morning and good night. That's
not enough, though. Exactly. She wants the whole night, Shannon.
Oh, my goodness.
She wants night of talking, like
she's
in the beginning.
The jerk. She's the jerk, and Charlie can tell her she's the jerk.
Bet, Shannon, say less.
All right, thanks, Shannon. Have a good day.
You too.
Peace.
All right, Jessica, last but not least, calling from Plymouth this morning. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Charlie wants to know if he's the jerk because he doesn't want to talk to his girlfriend so he can sleep. She's 12 hours away.
I do not think that he's the jerk. I think it kind of goes along with what the other girls were saying on the last two calls. It's a two-way street. So if she wants to talk to him, then she needs to make arrangements to make sure that the timing works for both of them and not just for herself. You know, and whether it's long distance or not, if you're in a relationship, you have to make sure it works for both ends. It's not just, this is what I want or this is what he wants. This is what works for both of us.
Somebody texted in and said, I don't understand. Our day is their night and their night is our day. If you were to stay up all night talking to her, that's her day. Shouldn't she be in business meetings? Call her at 5 a.m. when you get up. I don't know. I just am reading you what Charlie said.
Right.
He said she wants to talk all night, which then cuts into his sleep.
We're just the messengers, y'all.
Yeah. Maybe he means his night. Yeah, which again, she would be in business meetings. I don't know.
I don't know. This all just sounds so weird. Why she's got such a problem with this when she's the one on the business trip, man.
Exactly.
Somebody said he's the jerk. He needs to reassure her insecurities that she's not the only one and call her more.
There it is. Yep. I was waiting for somebody to say, sure, but how many times are you going to reassure the insecurities before you go, okay, baby, now I need to actually sleep, though, for real, for
real. Yeah, he did say he has talked to her about
it. That's so what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't do that every single time.
Thanks for calling, Jessica. Have a good day.
Yep, thanks, you too.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, long distance comes down to two things, communication and planning, which it seems like they don't have enough of either.
Did you see Destiny's text?
Yeah, she said, why are we going to talk every day? Honestly, Destiny, that occurred to me too, because but it's a significant other. I could not have not talked to my significant other every day. I can go without talking to my sisters every day. I can go without talking to my parents every day. My friends.
Sure.
Significant other, you got to be every day.
You got to talk
to
every day.
There's no way I'm going without a day without talking to my significant other. There's no way.
Unless there's an extreme circumstance, maybe service. I'm in Singapore and I couldn't call today.
Correct.
Whatever. But otherwise, I'd prefer to. I want to.
You can even call me from a cruise now. Don't tell me you can't. Don't tell me you can't find me, okay? It used to be like that. Now we have all got an ability to get a hold of people.
You were not wrong, but today was a sweet dog, not the jerk.
Not the jerk at all. So there you go, Charlie. Break up with her.
Honestly, I don't see where this relationship is going to go. I don't know when she's coming back, but Charlie, you might not have her when you get back.
I would love an update if Charlie's listening on the Odyssey app.
Please and thank you.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Ah, very good, Dua Lipa just there with Illusion. Speaking of an illusion.
What?
You know, trends, illusions.
Oh, the illusion of you gotta have it because everybody got it.
The illusion of that this is the coolest thing to have on the planet.
And sometimes it is. I ain't gonna knock it. Like, sometimes you do discover some really cool stuff.
I'm not gonna lie. I gave into the Crocs trend and I actually love my Crocs. I said it. I said what I said, you guys. I joined you. They don't look like Crocs, but they are Crocs. I have a pair of Crocs that don't look like Crocs.
I'm fighting the Croc trend still because I got Nautica Crocs. Even though they're still Crocs, I ain't gonna call them Crocs. I got the fake Crocs.
Well, I am now forced to join the trends, and you would think I would already be in this club because of how much I love my drinks.
I feel like you're a trender. Not in a bad way, but like you usually are on the trends.
I usually like to, keep up with everything, but this seemed like another trend I felt like I was already fulfilled. The Stanley Cup.
Oh.
You were there, DZ, my friend Carrie, yeah, and her daughter Ava, who I adore. Carrie and I are our single mom friends. We had our kids 2 months apart.
Gang, gang.
We've been single moms most of the time together, mm-hmm, and we have essentially jokingly raised our children together because it takes a village.
I get that.
So her and I, she came to my birthday dinner, and she and Ava gave me a Stanley.
That's cute. That's fun.
It's
that's
very
loving,
them.
But it's very them. Uh-huh. If you know them, you know them.
Yeah, and I said, you guys got me a Stanley. I would never have bought one of these for myself, but I'm totally in.
Like, so you're now in the squad.
And I said to DZ, I go, well, I already have, the cup I use is a Yeti, so what's the difference? They're both $45. It's not like I'm trying so hard, I don't need to join the Stanley Club.
Allie, ew. The difference is Yeti, and now you're a Stanley girl.
Like, who cares? And this one that has water in it, this is from Target. Owala? I don't even know what brand this is.
It's probably Target brand.
I might have gotten it at TJ Maxx for all I know. At the end of the aisle.
At the end of the checkout. They got some good cups there, bruh.
That's how they get you. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, you need another water bottle, don't you? When you don't.
Oh, you don't want to pay Stanley price, but you want Stanley-esque? Yeah. Here you go.
So I admit it, you guys. I got a Stanley for my birthday, and I'm going to start using it. The ironic part, I don't have it today. I didn't even bring it. I forgot to use it. It's sitting there brand new on my counter. It's like I don't want to tarnish it.
Oh, so you're even protecting the merchandise already. Says I don't want to be a Stanley girl protecting her Stanley with her life.
Here I go with my Stanley. It was rose gold. It was like the perfect color. And she's like, you can exchange it. And I was like, it's fine. I'll take this one.
I like it.
So I am officially now in the Stanley Club because my friends got me a Stanley for my birthday. So it's official. And I gave into the trend. What was the last trend you gave into? Seriously. Like, I admit the Crocs, I gave in. I went, you know what? I actually like these.
Man,
I'm enjoying these. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not a fan of you falling into the trend. But
the Stanley trend.
I fall victim to the trends too, dog. One of the worst that I hated was when we were all locked down during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I fell to the TikTok trend and I downloaded it. Right.
I did.
That's when I got on TikTok.
COVID is when I got on TikTok.
I don't use it.
It
still
was amazing.
But you get lost in that scroll, boy. I understand. But
TikTok, I felt that way where everybody was trying to fight it. And finally, I would look at people and go, I don't know what you're fighting. TikTok's amazing. Like, you're sitting here on Facebook anyway, which sucks.
True.
And people are fighting. Go have a little fun on TikTok.
It was just another app to do, another media. I was like, I don't want. And then COVID.
And then it sucked you in.
But the most recent, just let's call it months ago,
yeah,
6 months.
Yeah, TikTok, the TikTok trend, if you're years. Not on it now, get on
off.
With your life.
You're fine.
You're weird.
You're fine.
Yeah.
But recent, let's call 6 months or more recent, those dang Crocs, bruh.
You gave in to
the
Crocs.
Yeah, well, when my sister-in-law gifts me a pair because they were too big for her husband when they bought them, I'm not going to turn down a gift.
See?
Start wearing them to, take the trash out. Just get the mail. Oh, I'm going to just get this from the car in them. All of a sudden, I'm running to the store, and then I'm wearing them to work.
See?
I don't like them, though.
Yeah, you do. Just admit it.
I'm looking for different shoes. I really am. I wish they had a different style, same feeling. Mm-hmm. I don't want the Crocs. I don't want those Yeezy slides, whatever. Mm-hmm. I want to find the perfect shoe for me, but I'm in the Croc gang. I am.
Somebody texted in and said, yeah, Allie, but the difference is you can use the Stanley in self-defense in a fight. Those things are heavy and durable. And I've seen TikToks where people have done it.
Is it heavier than the Yeti? For real?
I wish I had it right in front of me
now. To compare.
Dang it.
You're going to have to find out, because if it is, and it's got a handle, I do remember seeing it.
Well, that's the thing. My Yeti is so old, it doesn't even have a handle. And I looked at it one day and I went, all the cups have handles now. Like, it's time to evolve, Allie.
You got
to
upgrade. And you got the upgrade.
I got the upgrade. I got the Stanley.
Throw the cup out, Allie.
Oh, who said congratulations, Allie? You're now part of the Tweener Stanley Club. Rude.
What do you call a Stanley fan? Are you a Stanner?
I guess the Stan, I don't know, a Stanner.
A Stanner? Are you a Stanley Stan?
I don't know. 414-533-1037. The question is, what trend did you finally give into? Just admit it.
Admit it.
Admit it.
Let's be honest with one another. Come on.
I joined the Stanley trend. DZ's now wearing Crocs.
Whoa,
what's
don't say
next?
That too loud. Don't say that
DZ's
too loud.
DZ's now wearing Crocs. Jeez. What's next? We'll talk to you after Chris Brown. I admit it. I'm now in the Stanley Club because my friend Carrie and her daughter Ava brought me a Stanley for my birthday on Monday.
You're a Stanny.
I'm a Stanny.
You're a Stanny girl.
The funny thing is I forgot to bring it to work. I'm drinking out of an Owala and a Yeti. I have a Diet Coke in this one and water in this one. And just, coffee in my brewer's mug.
Just like a Stanley girl, protecting it at all costs.
Let's go to the callers because we want to know what trends you gave into. I'm going to start with Kathy, who's in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Weba.
Weba.
What did you give into? What trend, Kathy?
Saying Weba.
Maybe.
Saying Weba. Unfortunately, the Starbucks cups.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, the cups are going to Starbucks? What do you mean?
No, the Starbucks cups, actually, they are usually like around anywhere between $19 to $25 mm-hmm. a piece.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Go on. But yeah. Do you get a discount when you use them at Starbucks?
If
or
you got
no?
the points.
Oh.
Yeah. When you go, you can actually get a refill. So it's a like discounted drink, mm-hmm. quote unquote.
Got to have the app, though.
And you got to go in probably, yeah. right? How do you go? You'd have to go in.
Yeah, you
so
go in.
That's the next problem.
And I've gotten so bad that I've joined two different Facebook groups.
They're collector's items, Allie. Don't laugh.
Oh, my God. They are.
Except the only thing is, I actually use mine.
Okay.
I collect them, but I use them.
Okay. Ah. Okay. So she actually drinks out of them. Some people really don't, though, for real.
So she got on the Starbucks train. Mm-hmm. I get it. No, I hit up Starbucks quite regularly and everything else, every other coffee shop. I'm not going to lie.
Just wait till you start buying their cups.
Yep. Then I know I've gone too far.
I still have a Teavana cup.
Bye, Kathy.
Okay, bye, Kathy.
We'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
Oh, my goodness.
She was funny.
Let's go to Nicole, who's in Trevor this morning. Hi, Nicole.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
We're talking about trends you finally gave into because I now have a Stanley Cup. DZ gave into the Crocs.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. They're not Crocs, though.
Fine. I gave into the Crocs. What's yours, Nicole?
Mine was shopping online on Amazon.
Oh, that's...
Everybody fights Amazon.
The evil.
You can't. You're going to need it once in a while because stores stop carrying things.
Yep.
Stores yes. know you're going online now, so you have to go to Amazon or online for stuff now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
and it's always stupid stuff you can't find in the store that you randomly need one day.
The green shoelaces that I couldn't find.
Perfect example. Yeah.
So what'd you need to order that made you fall into the trend? What got you?
What didn't you need?
It was actually during COVID is when I started finally shopping online for, you know, toilet paper and things of that nature. And now, you know, it's nice to have that auto ship. I'm like, and I don't have to say we're out of laundry soap anymore. I'm out of paper plates or whatever. We have a big family, so it's been really nice having that on auto ship.
It helps simplify things, and when you need it and when you see
it, just shows up. Yeah,
yeah. It's nice.
I hear you. Well, thanks for calling. And being honest about what you gave into.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Nicole.
Have a great day, Nicole.
Well,
thank you. You too.
People fight Amazon. They're like, well, that's not shop local, but there's also people that work at Amazon that live here. we are employing people. You
I don't
want
to say it's a community business because it's a franchise. It's a major corporation, but it does fuel the community still. Yeah.
Let's go to Megan in Muskego this morning. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
What's the
Good
trend?
Morning.
What's the trend you gave into? Good morning.
Talk to us.
I like DZ gave in to the Crocs.
Finally. About time.
Mine aren't Crocs.
You can wear them to anything. A wedding, a concert, a funeral.
Okay.
Your kid's graduation.
I've bought it for so long. I'm like, and I still think they're the ugliest things ever, but they're so comfortable.
Yeah, they are ugly.
I hate it.
They are, but my kids, the gibbets. Hudson came home with another gibbet, and he goes, I traded with Miles. I go, cool. They're trading.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I'm not bedazzling my Crocs. No, thank you. I'm going to keep them plain Jane.
The funny thing is, he thought I noticed. I didn't care. He's like, did you see my new gibbet? I'm like, that's a new one.
What's a gibbet? Right.
Exactly.
Time and time again. What's a gibbet?
And for those that don't know, a gibbet's the little things you put in the holes of Crocs.
I know. I'm saying
that. I know, but there's somebody listening going, what's a gibbet?
That's
Trust
true.
Me.
No,
he
that's
didn't
true.
Give in to Crocs. Thank you for calling and being honest, Megan.
Yeah.
Enjoy your Crocs. Bye.
Somebody texted in, I fell into the extreme couponing and now I'm addicted. Well, at least you're saving yourself money.
Okay. I was going to say, there's worse things to be addicted to, right?
And then somebody said, the only trend I really have onboarded is Diet Coke from McDonald's. Call it a trend. I've been doing that for life, honey.
Allie said, I started that trend.
Please. All right, Nikki's in Milwaukee. Let's see what she's finally gave into.
Good morning, Nikki. Talk to us. What's good?
Hey.
Good morning. Hi. I refuse to wear actual Crocs, but I will wear the Adidas Crocs. Wait. They're the most comfortable thing.
What are Adidas Crocs?
So first of all, you're saying you won't wear the Croc brand, but you'll wear something that looks exactly like a Croc brand, but an Adidas?
I've worn my daughter's Crocs, and they don't feel the same, but they kind of look like them. They're very comfortable. I have them in black and white. I have them in white and black. I have them in blue and white.
Nikki, let me ask you real quick. So I didn't know what you were talking about, the Adidas Crocs, and I just literally Googled Adidas Crocs.
Yeah.
Do they look like the old shell toes from back in the day?
Yep.
What? Yep. I'm looking at them now.
What's a shell toe?
The sneaker. Like the shell, you remember the, think of Run DMC. Remember the shell toe, the superstars? Yeah, it looks like a pair of those. But
oh,
Croc
I see
version.
What you mean, where it's literally like a backless Croc with three stripes on the side.
Right.
Yeah, and, like the Adidas stripes. I have seen these.
I kind of like the vibe.
They have them in so many different colors.
You might
have
just put me on the game.
That's funny.
Okay.
Well, they're you guys are followers. I mean, you're just joining a brand that stole from another brand, but hey, cute.
I like Nikki's trend better.
I'm only trying to guilt her because she said she won't get on the trend. Even though she's kind of on it.
I want the Addy Crocs.
Well, it's funny because I don't drink Starbucks or anything, but I heard the lady that jumped on the cup trend.
Yeah.
I actually have a problem where I continue to buy the cups for my daughter and now have to buy them for my granddaughter because they have the bigger ones and they have the little ones. So she has to have the matching ones. So and they have keychains that match.
Oh, no, of course they got the keychains. Yeah. We got to buy the keychains, Nikki. Come on now. Marketing genius, man. They get us.
She gave into the Adidas Crocs, not the regular Crocs.
They're called clogs.
Right.
That's fine. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate you, Nikki.
That is what they should be called, clogs. That's what they look like.
That's what they are. And they're very comfortable. It's easy to try them.
I'm taking your word for it. I might just cop a pair. Thank you, Nikki.
Bye.
Have a great day. Peace.
To whoever said, have you seen the toe Croc charms? I just Googled. You are sick.
What?
You are sick in the head. All it's right. Like looks like toes are sticking out of the Crocs.
No, we're good.
Disgusting.
No, I don't. Y'all know I don't like feet.
No. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ and a special guest in the studio.
You know what I'm saying? You pop in, you might just get brought in.
Well, we are talking about smells that are weird that you actually like.
We're going to need the weirdos to stand up as you see me standing.
Yeah, let me stand up too.
Let's stand up, weirdos.
I like to smell a good Sharpie once in a while.
Wait, what? You're not wrong. No Sharpie smells divine.
Weird smells. And our coworker, Cal, just came in to ask us if we want to golf this weekend, to which we said yes. But anyway, and then we said, Cal, what's a weird smell you like?
I would have to say nail polish remover.
That is a weird one, dog.
Cal, how did you discover you like nail polish remover?
From the ex-girlfriends.
They'd be doing their nails, and you go, what's that smell?
I wouldn't judge you if you did your nails in today's day and age, Cal.
I do not.
Okay.
Not about that life.
Did he make his voice lower when he said that? I do not.
I do not. Why he sound like Star-Lord in Endgame? I do not. I am the captain.
I am the one.
The all nail right, polish remover. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
No problem.
That was all I needed. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
You too. Go do something in the office or something. I don't know what.
Go be officey. We'll see you at golf.
You never really run out, but we'll see you this weekend. So Cal admitted that he likes the smell of nail polish remover.
I'll second that vote. I don't hate the smell of nail polish remover,
okay.
Man.
What's a weird smell you love, DZ?
What triggered this thought for me was the fact that the other day I was lighting a candle at home, right? You know how sometimes you got to tilt the candle to get the... I had tilted the candle.
You have to hold it upside down in order to light it because the wick is so far down.
Right. So when I re-tilted the candle back when it was lit, I still left the lighter on. Seared a couple of the knuckle hairs. You see how the knuckle hair is gone on my first knuckle?
Mm-hmm.
Seared the hairs off. But the smell, y'all might call me weird.
Wait.
I don't hate the smell of burnt hair.
You're gross.
And that's what
I didn't know you were going to say that.
I'm sorry. I know it's a strange smell, but I don't hate the smell of burnt hair.
What is... You know what I love? Burnt popcorn and the smell, too. I said what I said.
You're not wrong.
Who are the people that like the smell of glue?
Hey.
See?
Okay.
There's a lot of people.
Diesel fuel, you're not wrong. You know another smell that just gets me going?
What?
Brand new sneakers. Bust them out the box. You ever smell the inside sole of a brand new... that leather, the inside material and fabric. I could just close my eyes and just know... The smell of a brand new sneaker makes my heart feel complete.
You like that smell?
Love that smell.
Who texted in the post office? Does the post office have a smell?
It actually does.
It does?
Yeah, the smell of paper, mail, tape probably.
Yeah, I guess
the,
so.
The funky guy sorting it, all that combines. The mail room. I guess it does have a particular smell.
Somebody said, I love the smell of jet fuel.
That's oddly specific. How do you know what jet fuel smells like?
Maybe you work at the airport? I don't know. Somebody said, the concrete sealer they spray when doing highway concrete. Oh, here comes our other coworker. Oh, now you want to be on the air, Sharon?
Now all the coworkers want to be on there saying the weird smells that they love. Buddy out here talking about gasolina. He came to the window like Daddy Yankee said, gasolina.
Our coworker Shannon just held a sign up that said gasoline now. So that is, there are people that love the smell of gasoline.
I'm one of them.
I don't mind it. I'm not going to lie.
I remember when in kindergarten was the first time I told my mom I liked the smell of gas and she went, uh-oh.
Yeah, I'd be worried. Okay, I have one that I'm going to admit and I don't care if people think I'm weird because these are weird smells that you love. It's a very specific, it is a clean, unused baby's pamper. It has to be a pamper.
Baby diapers?
A diaper.
But clean, clean.
Clean.
Okay, I missed that on the front end.
The smell of a pamper that has not been used smells like a baby. It has the baby smell. I'm telling you. Huggies, no thanks.
It's got to be Pampers.
The only one that smells like that is a Pamper.
Huh.
That's why they cost so much. They put the smell in there, and that's why Pampers are expensive.
I got to dap you up on that, because low-key, the smell of a clean baby diaper, I don't know if they put perfume on them or what, but
it's a baby smell.
It smells like a brand new baby.
Somebody said, DZ, you know what's better than new sneaker smell?
What?
A brand new saddle for horses.
I've never experienced a brand new saddle.
Me neither, but apparently you must love that. The smell of cut grass. I don't even think that's weird, though. That's not weird. That's common.
Bruh, the fresh milled wood, like if you're sawing wood, it's along the lines of fresh cut grass. Just that freshness just... Smells like Home Depot.
We have so many texts coming in. You can call to or text the same number, 414-533-1037. Somebody said, I deliver tires and my hubby loves smelling me when I come home.
Your husband likes the smell of rubber? Pause.
We'll talk to you guys next. About weird smells and smells you like.
And we've got a few weird ones on deck, bro, for real.
I said I like the smell of a clean, unused pamper.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's really weird.
No, it's not. You agreed.
No, you're not wrong. I didn't say I wasn't weird with you. I just said that's weird.
It's got to be a pamper, though. Huggies don't smell the same. I'm just saying.
The smell of burnt hair for me. For whatever reason, it smells okay.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Our girl Melinda in Rochester got her own theme song. She's calling in this morning, and I actually want to fight her on what she's about to say. Talking about weird smells you love.
Perfect fight song.
Melinda!
Yes, I'm here!
Hey, girl.
Morning.
Tell DZ what smell.
Bacon smells great, but I get criticized because there's a lingering smell, and I'm told it's rancid smelling. It fills up the whole house when you cook bacon.
It's disgusting, yeah.
And you, I love it.
Wait, you like the after smell?
Yeah.
Melinda,
I know it's weird, but I do like it.
No, it's not, but it's like when you cook with grease or I cook ground beef and then my house smells like ground beef. Even I try to get the grease out of the house.
Yeah, I love the greasy food. Don't necessarily like the grease smell, though.
The smell is ick.
Yeah.
Yeah, fresh? I like it.
Fresh is okay. Stale? Nah.
Nah. We're with you. She said
that's what's weird about me, I guess.
Okay. We respect you and still love you, Melinda.
Well, and that's why you listen to this show. You gotta be a little weird. Let's be real.
That part.
Normal people don't relate to us.
Normally, normal people just don't understand.
Yeah, well, the pamper thing, I don't know. I'll have to...
Take a clean pamper and tell me later.
I'll give it a try.
Thanks, Melinda.
Put a little baking grease on it and then
all
report
right, guys,
back.
Have a good one.
Talk to you later. Bye.
She'd love it. Bye, Melinda. Erin's in Racine. We'll go to her next. Good morning, Erin. What up?
I am ready to tell you what I love to smell.
Can you smell?
What is it, Erin?
My favorite thing is when I'm making
copies on the copy machine, and it just smells so good.
The copy machine?
It's a weird one.
I don't know. I don't know if it's the toner. It's like when the hot paper comes out.
Oh, and when you take the paper right off of the, yes. You can smell the toner. That's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh, that must be what it is.
Like, I could print with something right now, and you pick it up, it's still warm if you grab it immediately.
I do like the warm
paper.
That's
what she's talking about, that smell.
I never thought about the smell,
especially
though.
Especially if it's a big, like, stack of copied items, and it's all together, and it's just so fresh.
Listen to this. Men want to know how to turn women on.
Print paper?
She's like, I'm by the copy machine. Yeah. When it starts coming out,
send me 50 duplicates, baby. What are y'all talking about?
I'm so turned on by the toner.
That sounds like a great romance novel beginning.
50 Shades of Grey, whole new level. It's 50 Shades of Grey toner.
It's going to be a candlelight dinner next to a copy machine. Who would have thought? And the date is the copy machine.
Fax me, baby, one more time.
Yes.
Oh, God. All right, Aaron, you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Last but not least, let's go to Angie in Cudahy. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
Talk to us. Weird smells.
Yeah, what do you like?
Well, I'm going to back up the person that said jet fuel. I love the smell of jet fuel. I used to work at a private airport, and we had T-shirts actually made. I love the smell of jet fuel in the morning.
Okay, I was wondering what would make you decide you love this smell. Because
you have to work with it.
You have to work with it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea, but I worked there for 8 years.
Yeah, you got brain damage from the smell.
Maybe that's it. But I do work at General Mitchell Airport right now, so I get to smell it still. So.
Nice. She still gets her fix, dog.
Nice. What do you do at the airport, Angie? What do you do there?
I work for Hertz Rental Car.
Oh, now I know where to find you.
We got a rental car person now.
Mm-hmm.
Angie, we'll talk to you soon.
We always need a guy.
All right, I'm renting a car. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Angie.
I'm going to have to ask my cousin. Mm-hmm. He's an airplane mechanic. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to ask him if he likes to smell of jet fuel.
I would hope so if you're going to work with planes, because imagine if you didn't. And I'm going to leave you with this. The weird smell my kids love, you know what it is.
What?
It's disgusting. We'll be in the car. You smell that Hudson, and I'm like, I'm going to throw up.
Their own brand, baby.
Nasty, man.
That's just men.
Gross.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.